Hello, I'm Izawellen, and this is Izawellen Writes Stories for Adults. How are you? I am live and didn't realize I was live, and I have no music, so let's get some music. Let me just add some music here. Let's see. How about this? Hello, I'm Izawellen Writes, and this is Izawellen Stories for Adults. Now I need to turn this flipping music off, and I don't know how. Can you guys hear me? So I am actually... I am on getting, hopping on and doing some updates and just letting you know where I've been and what I'm doing. I'm using my phone because I am nowhere near my microphone. I'm actually in Washington State spending some time with my kids. And before that, just a week ago, I was in Louisiana. Lingalonga. Yes, I have been AWOL. I have been out of the picture. A week before that, I was in Louisiana. And then before Louisiana, I was writing. I'm trying to get 4 books finished before January. I'm really hoping to get, I got quite behind on my writing. On my writing as I, my writing goals, I had hoped to finish 2 books actually before the end of August, and I did not meet that goal. And now I'm trying to get 4 books because I didn't finish those 2 done before December. But, in fact, I'm saying that like I'm actually actively writing this week, and I'm not, because this week I'm in a different state and I'm actively working on adulting. I've been doing some taking care of household stuff. So I've been out AWOL. I've been out and about. I was writing for 3 weeks in August and the end of July, and then I was traveling. I got to see the Big Easy. I got to walk down Bourbon Street. I got to explore the New Orleans City Park, which is just gorgeous, and the Audubon Park, which is also gorgeous. And, but right now, I'm back in Washington State, and I'm, with my family until Saturday. Then I go back to Reno, where I have been writing, spending time. I don't know if you followed the show. Maybe you know my crazy life. I've been staying with my mother over, it went from 3 months to 6 months to a year in Reno, as we deal with COVID. And COVID is this never ending plague of hell. But I'm not going to continue to stay with my mother. From my mother from the end of September, I hope to actually go on and do some house sitting and some pet sitting. And while I'm doing house sitting and pet sitting, I will return to the writing. So that's where I've been. I've just been kind of AWOL. I have like 4 or 5 interviews that if you look on the Podbean website under my name, you can see them there under the live streams. But I have not posted them to the official, websites like Apple and Google and, Spotify. They, are just kind of out in limbo. I got a wonderful little, notice from, E. Eros, who is a poet who I interviewed almost a month ago now. I can't believe how fast time has gone, who has finally got his book published. I've just been focusing on the money, and I miss you guys. I miss, I haven't been on Twitter at all. I'm actually going to delete one of my accounts probably on Twitter because I'm not going to be able to maintain it as I continue to write. And, I spread myself a little bit thin. If you have listened to any of the interviews that I've done with other authors, we talk a lot about marketing versus writing versus how to market, and time. How much time does it take to write a book, to edit a book, to produce a book versus how much time it takes to market, to share, to network, to get to know people, and to create a community for that book. I got a little bit spread thin and I was not producing books. I have 4 books out right now after starting writing in 2020, and I really wanted to have more. I wanted to have my big eyes. It's kind of like looking when you're hungry. I really wanted to have more like 6 or 10 books out by now. But I don't. I haven't. I've been busy, been doing stuff. I know this is probably the most boring podcast ever, but I just wanted to give you an update as where I was. New Orleans, why did I go to New Orleans? People are like, why New Orleans? Why not? New Orleans is full of stories and people. I met so many people. I met this great couple as they deal with the fallout of Hurricane Ida. This great couple of ladies, not couple, but couple of ladies, a mother-daughter ladies. The daughter's my age and the mother is 80 years old, my mother's age. And they were sitting on the porch as I'm walking through the Bywater area of New Orleans. And they're like, hi, what you doing? And I'm just pouring down sweat because the days were 83, 93, 96, 86, humidity everywhere from 60 to 50 to 46 to 63. Actually, one of my Lyft drivers told me that the humidity was not normal. It was abnormally low as I'm walking around and in the tent through the town. So I met a couple of wonderful, wonderful ladies who invited me up on the porch, and we sat and we talked, and I actually recorded them, and I might share some of that conversation, because one of the ladies had known Louis Armstrong when she was a girl. He came to her house. Her brother was in a band, and Louis Armstrong and the Blind Boys of Alabama and other singers had come to her house, and that was just what a delight. And then we started talking about all kinds of other things. So we talked about writing, we talked about how to produce a book, we talked about all kinds of things that day. I was with them for a couple of hours before going back to my stay. I didn't stay in New Orleans, I stayed in a hotel. I stayed in a rentable apartment by Sonder. I stayed in an Airbnb, and I stayed in a hotel by the airport. So why did I stay in so many different places? I kind of wanted a feel for the city. I wanted to find the stories. Louis Armstrong, isn't that cool? I'm like, really? What, seriously? I was so blown away, but it doesn't surprise me. So they were sitting on the porch, these two ladies, Shirley and Karen, were sitting on the porch of their house that they were actually had been trying to restore. You're a brass player. Trying to restore since Hurricane Katrina. The music good Lord, speaking of brass, I have music from a street band, some buskers who were, they were just the music they were playing. The level of busking skill in New Orleans is out of this world. from the kid drummers who are sitting on the side of the street drumming on the back of upturned over buckets to the trumpet players and trombone players. And I actually heard more instruments than I did actual singers. Just stop, please, teasing. Just play some. I have to go back. I can't just, it's actually recorded on my phone. I would love to play it because it was amazing. It was just fantastic. I'll have to upload it, add it in a different podcast and upload a couple. And then walking down Bourbon Street at night. Bourbon Street is definitely the college frat boy party atmosphere that you might have seen on, no girls gone wild things. I mean, it's illegal actually to flash, you know, all that stuff, but still there was a very much a sense of, after midnight, a sense of the alcohol is kicking in. Some of the bars were more dance bars with music, like competing music between sounds, and other bars had live music that was just incredible. I did record some of the music and it is on my phone, but I can't upload it and record and do this at the same time because I don't have my laptop with me. Actually, I'm separated from my laptop. In all the time that I paused, was away from the podcasting, I upgraded my laptop. I got a Samsung laptop 360 Pro or something that actually it does the notebook thing too. Did I flash? No, I did not flash. It's illegal. I could have gone to jail. No. No, I didn't flash. Good Lord, are you kidding? I'm not in college. It's always been illegal, actually, but the police force was out in strength over the weekend. You go a couple blocks, there'd be a police car. So they were there watching, and you could be fined because it creates mobs, the illegal, the flashing and all that. Try living in Australia. good Lord. Yeah. Everything's illegal in Australia right now. Lingalonga. I don't know where you are, but, if you're one of your lockdown cities, you can't do, everything's illegal. It depends on where you are, I guess, though. Currently in the States, the Delta virus is making its comeback. My mom, my aunt, it just was hospitalized yesterday. She has had the vaccine and she is 83 or 84, I believe. And so we're believing for the best. She was just hospitalized yesterday. Yeah, everything is just hurting a lot of people. So that's where I've been. I went to New Orleans. I have been writing. I have been so focused on the writing. I was trying to get so much done before I went to New Orleans that, and so behind. I was really, we have these mental hangups as writers, as people, as human beings. And, I realized that one of my mental hangups is I don't like finishing books, stories. I don't, because you finish it, then you have to go through the process of editing it. And that can be very demoralizing. And then you produce it and you publish it. And then you have to go through the process of promoting it and getting reviews. And that also can be very demoralizing. And then you, once you do that, then you start a new book, which can be, first chapters are hard for me. I think that writing takes a little bit of bravery from whoever you might be. It requires a little bit of bravery to, even if you're writing fantasy, you're writing romance, you're writing science fiction, you're writing something, a story that is not a memoir of your life. Some part of you shows up in the characters and some part of you shows up in your heart. And it can be a little bit of, why don't you get someone to try to write the first chapter? No, because it's my book. But it can take a little bit of bravery to get yourself out there. Hey, people, how are you? Thank you for joining me. So that could be a niche, a first chapter niche. So yeah, and if you're the first time on my podcast, I have a bunch of back podcasts that I'm waiting to share, but you can go back and listen to all kinds of interviews. I have interviewed everyone from erotica writers to straight writers to poetry writers to people who don't even write just because I was curious about their lives. Oh, you're amazing. Thank you. I have really enjoyed. There were so many people in New Orleans. I wanted to stop and ask for an interview. Walking into the voodoo shops, you know, which are tourist traps, but at the same time, good Lord, those people behind the counter must have such amazing stories. To the guys on the street, the homeless guys on the street, sitting down and asking between the story that is real and the story they tell you to get your dollar, between the ladies who going up and sitting and talking with them and spending an afternoon, one of the ladies that the bed and breakfast where I stayed, she loved food history. She could tell you the history of every famous New Orleans dish from its making to its current concept. She said, I'm not a creative. I'm not creative in the kitchen. I don't come up with new things, but I love the history of a dish. So she could tell you, she explained the difference to me between being a Creole and being a, you have a Creole dish and the other dish is the, and now I can't remember the term. Oh, good Lord. Creole. I want to say Jamaican and that's so not it. Are you a foodie? No, but I love to eat. a Creole to, they're on the Creoles were the descendants of the Europeans. They were, you couldn't call them African Americans because they might have come from, you know, different parts of, they were definitely, dark skinned people, but they could have come from anywhere, not necessarily Africa. Yeah. The French blacks, not just the French blacks, but also the Spanish blacks and the, Portuguese blacks and the aristocracies. Is that right? I can't say it. Why can't I remember the term now? It's just absolutely. Anyways, you guys will know. Oh, I eat everything. Vegetarian. I stopped at a vegetarian restaurant and had a stuffed avocado that was amazing. And I also tried fried alligator, which was also amazing. I had never tried that before. I had a fluffinetta. Is that what it's called? Which is a sandwich, a layered kind of Italian sandwich, which comes with an olive radish, which was, oh, lovely. I tried I tried just pralines from different places. I love food. I love to try new things. I decided that I'm not a big fan of crab not a massive fan of crab. I still like, but there are other things I like. So New Orleans was amazing. I would love to live there someday. We should take up a fund so I can live there and be a writer. Just the stories. The people were wonderful. I met two bus drivers who were non-communicative. They didn't want to talk, but all the other bus drivers, the streetcar drivers, the Lyft drivers, almost all of them were willing to start up conversations and talk about the city, talk about all different kinds of topics. Everybody seemed really nice. I did a lot of walking, but I did take a Lyft if I needed one. You know, if it was 10, 15 minutes away. I think the Lyfts were cheaper than the, what were the others? The Ubers usually, but not always. I didn't eat snake, but I would have. It was, I don't think I would like crawdads, which is a terrible thing to say because they do serve crawdads. And yes, I'm answering people in the chat and not telling you that I'm answering people in the chat. Oh, I have such a terrible habit. I'm so glad this is coming through. So that's where I've been. I've been writing. I've been struggling to finish books. I've been dealing with my hangups about finishing books. I've been traveling. I've been spending money that I don't have, spending money on my future. I've been investing in my future. I've been spending some time right now with my family, dealing with some, it's not bad stuff. I'm just adulting. I'm dealing with, you know, the house needs to have a roof inspection and I haven't visited my kids or my dad or friends for a while because I'm actually from the Northwest. When people ask me where I'm from in New Orleans, I'd always say the Northwest. I don't, I'd lived with my mom, but I don't live in Reno. Reno is a town that has gone through some changes and it's got its own stories. I'd love to visit Virginia City before I leave. Thank you for the best wishes on my books. I've got four out now, but I have two that I've got to get finished. I mean, completely finished through edits and up on Amazon. I finished a series that was really challenging to me because I wanted it to be, I don't know. I think sometime I come off like, you know, I want my smut to be highbrow smut. I want my romance to be highbrow romance. I want my romance to be full of passion and to be interesting and to have a reason to have the smut. can you read a tarot for me? You know what? I had a tarot card reading in New Orleans because that is something I've always wanted to do. I wanted to be break some kind of stigma attached to that. You are welcome to do one for me. I would love that. Because it's telling a story and was the tarot card accurate? It wasn't necessarily inaccurate. She pulled the world card first and she said, that's an unusual card to pull first. But she read it positive. Everything, she's like, before I read these cards, I just want to warn you that if the death card comes up, it doesn't mean you're going to die. It just means change. And that really stuck with me because I'm not a massive fan of change. But in the last 2 years, I've gone through incredible changes, all kinds of different changes. And that was reflected in some of the cards. It was an interesting reading. It was, and then she's like, do you have any questions you'd like to ask? And I'm like, not about the reading, but I had questions for her. And so we sat and talked and I could have interviewed her easy. I think that, when you live a life where you'd, you know, and you're doing readings for people on the street or, oh my goodness. And the art I saw, oh, There were just some good things in New Orleans. I live in the Northwest. I'm really close to Portland, and Portland is a really eclectic city. And I got to New Orleans and I'm like, this feels the same but different. Portland's also a foodie city. It's a music city and it's an art city. And I got to New Orleans and I was like, this feels the same but different, because Portland isn't a voodoo city. It's not a ghost story city, although it does have ghost story tours. And it's not a it doesn't have some of that. You don't go come to Portland and go, oh, I need to visit the cemeteries. You come to Portland and you do some of the historical things. But it was the last stop in the Lewis and Clark, trail looking for the Northwest Passage. And it was also a port city, a pirate city. And New Orleans has all that. It was a port city too. So from the comments, Lingalonga offered to read. Yeah. And you can, absolutely. Yes, finish or start something, rebirth, new life and death. I'm feeling open and wanting to give. Absolutely, you could read for me. That would be wonderful. Sure. Just because I love the city or the stories, I love, and I'm curious, Lingalonga, you said you have to have empathy to write. I, kind of write my stories and do art, and I do a massive kind of, I'm not really talented at art, but I do art because I enjoy it, and it's a way to, for another way for me to tell stories. And I relate to people also in a very intuitive way. I feel, gifted in that way. From whatever, whoever, or whatever. But, and that was one of the things I asked the lady who read the tarot cards. I'm like, I didn't have a sense that she was following any kind of specific religion, but I did have a sense that she was very intuitive, that she just did this naturally, that she'd been doing it for 15 years. She was super comfortable in every card she read. She wasn't unsure. She was like, this is interesting. She had a positive slant on every card. And that was, talking to her that way was kind of, and what does it mean to be intuitive? You just guess things about people. I often guess things about people and I find out that they're right. I often guess how to take a story and it all works together in the end. So I guess how to start a story or the first, second chapter. I guess where I'm going to go with it. And then somehow, without writing it down, without plotting it, without following there are specific kind of steps you can follow to plot a story. There are actually templates. Without doing any of that, it all comes together. It follows a pattern, and depending on the kind of story I'm trying to tell, it generally seems to work out, kind of, maybe. I don't know. Anyways, yes, gut, not brain, expressive. I am very gut. I don't math, I tell people, because math has become too much of a brain thing for me, and I don't have room for it in my brain. I let other people math around me. I let the calculator math. I don't math. I don't do a lot of things that take, if I can't guess at it, then I'm not going to be good at it. The thing I suck most at guessing is measurements. I cannot measure and I cannot judge length for nothing. Anyways, I am gonna, hop off, I guess, and Lingalonga, I'll read you when you're ready. I'll be playing some guitar and singing on my pod. Yeah, are you on Twitter? Come find you on Twitter, or come find you on where do you want me to find you? So if you've been listening, if you're a longtime listener of the podcast for the last year, year and a half, actually, that I've been doing this, you know that I started the podcast by reading from my own stories. I started by reading from a book I called Caught. That's one of the books I want to go back to and finish before the end of the year. If you're one of my readers, you know that my first two books were Choosing Her Alpha and Her Broken Alpha. That is one of the books that I need to get edited and out before, as soon as possible. That is, I'm going to do Fee and Alric's story from that book. And the name of that book is going to be Her. Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember because the idea I had for the name and the one we ultimately chose is different. And so, my brain wants to go to the original name and I can't remember, but yeah, it's Fee and Alric's story. It's a short story, but it's going to be a little bit emotional because Fee, if you remember from the first book, she found out that she can't have children and she also was entering very early menopause and her body was shutting down and there was no medical reason. They didn't know why. And, so you're taking so long. You didn't get pain in the mouth. 2 minutes, Podbean. Okay. I'll find you on Podbean. That's where I am on those books. I'm going back to Caught. I'm finishing the third Orkai book, the series. I'm need to get Fee and Alric's story out. And I also was really hoping to get Merrick's story out by the end of the year. I don't know. We'll just have to see how much actual writing I get in when I get in a place where I can write again. So thank you guys for listening, for sticking with me, for I will be putting up next week some podcasts. I will get those up for you. And I will be popping in maybe with another hello. But then I am probably going to take an extensive break, another break while I work on some stories because I have to focus on the writing. Okay, you guys, thank you so much. I hope you have a great evening or morning, wherever you are in the world. It is 6:22 Pacific time. It's probably mid-morning Eastern time, and probably early morning Australia. So you guys have a great day.